With all but two precincts reporting, Joe Miller is holding his lead in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. Less than 1,500 votes separate him from incumbent Lisa Murkowski. The Division of Elections says it has at least 7,600 absentee ballots to count, a process that will begin next Tuesday and continue through early September. Murkowski was quiet last night as the results were coming in, but she spoke briefly about the vote count this morning.
Obviously, it's been a long night for all of us, and a night that has turned out differently than certainly we would have hoped.
Murkowski talked at her campaign headquarters in Anchorage, standing with her two teenage sons and her husband, Vern Martell. She said she's optimistic the absentee ballots will put her on top.
Think about the history of some of our elections around here. It was just a couple years ago, Senator Stevens went to bed winning. And at the end of the day, the election changed around. I talked to Don Young last night. He was quick to remind me that in his last race, he was behind the whole time and came out on top. So we know for a fact that it ain't over until it's over. And we are certainly at that point right now. There is much, much yet to be counted.
Murkowski says she hasn't had much time to consider what went wrong for her campaign last night. She says there will be plenty of time for speculating later on, but right now she isn't looking back with any regrets.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud of the campaign that we ran. It was good. It was positive. It was upbeat. And, you know, there's been a suggestion out there, if there's any kind of second guessing that goes on, there's been a suggestion out there that in order to win in politics today, you've got to run a negative campaign. I don't think Alaskans want that. I don't think Americans want that.
Despite lots of speculation on what Murkowski may do if she loses the election, she says it's premature to talk about that with thousands of absentee ballots yet to count. And her campaign manager, John Bitney, says he's hoping the work the campaign did getting the message out on absentee voting will pay off.
As a campaign effort, we had a very strong program of working absentee voters to, you know, encourage them to vote for Lisa and cast their ballot as such.
Meanwhile, Joe Miller was mostly quiet today on his surprise success at drawing primary votes. Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says once the final vote tally is in, one of the candidates can request a recount. An automatic recount will happen only if the race is tied.